Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. A former Los Angeles area physician was sentenced to 24 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release for engaging in a multifaceted Medicare fraud scheme and for illegally prescribing thousands of opioid painkillers and muscle relaxers. Kane Kumar, 56, of Palmdale, California, was ordered to pay $509,365 in restitution, $494,900 in asset forfeiture, and a $72,000 fine. As part of his guilty plea, Kumar admitted that from February 2011 until May 2016, he defrauded the Medicare Healthcare Benefit Program by prescribing unnecessary home health services in exchange for the payment of illegal kickbacks to him. From a La Verne, California-based home health agency called Star Home Health Resources, Inc., Kumar further admitted that in furtherance of the scheme, he submitted false and fraudulent claims for reimbursement to Medicare for Medicare beneficiaries that he did not personally examine or for patients he only briefly examined. Kumar also admittedly prescribed drugs that were not medically necessary and which were paid for by the Medicare Part D program. Kumar admitted that between February 2013 and January 2016, he prescribed 23,826 pills of the opioid drug hydrocodone, commonly sold under the brand names Vicodin or Norco, and 38,459 pills of the muscle relaxer carisoprodol, sold under the brand name Soma, without a legitimate medical purpose. Kumar directed his office staff, who were not medical professionals, to issue prescriptions for these drugs to patients, even though Kumar had not examined the patients he admitted. Kumar instructed his office staff to issue prescriptions for opioid drugs by instructing his staff to sign Kumar's name on prescriptions and by providing his staff with pre-signed prescriptions. In one instance, Kumar examined a patient only on the very first visit and thereafter on a monthly basis. For approximately a year and a half, he caused prescriptions to be issued to the patient for hydrocodone and carisoprodol, even though Kumar did not actually see the patient for a subsequent physician examination. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.